Now, as humans, we are layered and complex. We have biological needs such as tending to and nourishing our bodies, when hungry or seeking water to quench our thirst in order to, you know, sustain life and then keep breathing. However, we also have internal psychological yearnings that go beyond our daily practical needs. These vary from being loved all the way through to eroticism. In the studio this morning, we're joined by Dr. Peter Behnke, founder and director of the School of Really Good Sex. He's going to share his thoughts with us about the upcoming Sydney Festival of Loving Kink. Peter, good to have you back in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for anyone out there who is maybe unaware, what is kink?
I mean, kink is a sort of a umbrella term for a whole number of different erotic practices that can go from sadism, masochism, power exchange, but also just, I guess, anything that might be a bit really out of the norm, like, you know, being attracted to different fetishes, food, all kinds of like creative ways of exploring sexuality.
Why do you think people are interested in kink? What is it that draws people to kink?
I mean, there are many different reasons. I'm not entirely sure I know the one. I'm drawn to it because I think it's a way to be very creative with sexuality, and I like the paradoxes and the contradictions of it.
Okay.
You know, that someone can enjoy pain or that someone can enjoy doing things that in real life we might find to be very unacceptable.
And unpleasant.
And unpleasant. But in a certain situation, we might get very turned on by them.
So tell us about the Festival of Loving Kink. What made you decide to do a festival like this?
Well, for many years, I always tried to sort of put the kinky parts of sexuality and eroticism sort of more in the background because they're more challenging for people. But then I realized that our group really needed a bit more education about this because people were wanting to try it, but they just didn't know really much about how to do it in a safe way and in an intelligent way. So I thought this was an ideal opportunity to really put it in the forefront and take the risk and see what happens.
I think the thing that always interests me every time you come into the studio is that these aspects of sexuality and eroticism are things you can learn. A lot of people just think that it's something instinctual and kind of animalistic almost, which it is, but there's a lot to learn as well.
Sure, and to actually have the space to share with other people.
Yeah.
And get input from other people because we're just always keeping this very private.
Yeah, well, the keeping private and the taboo and these walls that we put up around, especially kink.
Yes.
Why do you think we do this? Why is there this kind of red-cheeked embarrassment almost around it?
Well, I think kink is probably the most difficult of the sexual activities to normalize, really, because often it involves violence, let's say, or it involves things that, you know, within normal life we would find to be unacceptable. So, you know, there has to be a lot of education exactly around how this can be done in a way that is giving people pleasure and not being destructive.
So when I think of kink, I think of like BDSM and then I think of foot fetishes. That's about as far as my knowledge of kink really goes. Are those things that will feature in the festival?
Absolutely.
What sort of kinks are we going to explore?
Well, we're going to look at domination and submission, so power exchange. Then we're going to look at humiliation.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, it's certainly one of the more edgy ones.
Yeah.
Then we look also at piercing, like the blood. Blood okay. is a kind of fetish.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking what else. Drooling. Drooling also is a very kinky thing to do.
Okay. Have you ever come across a kink or someone's brought up a kink with you that you thought, oh, gosh, haven't thought of that?
All the time.
All the time.
I mean, I remember many, many years ago I bought plush animals into that sphere. People thought, my God, I can't imagine what that could be.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Put the Care Bears down.
Yeah.
Wow. It's interesting. So this isn't by any means the first time that you've explored kink, especially at the School of Really Good Sex. What do people take away from it? What's the overwhelming kind of big thing that people learn from these experiences or get from these experiences?
Yeah, to learn that they may not know or be aware that they can take pleasure from things And so opening in a way up sort of, you know, the sphere of what's possible for them.
Yeah.
And also things that they might have found to be dangerous, they realize don't need to be dangerous if they're practiced with consent.
And, yeah. And safety.
And safety and so
all sorts
on.
Of things yeah. like that. How do people get involved?
They come to the festival.
When is the festival? Tell us a little bit about the nitty gritty.
In 2 weeks' time, I think. I think it's on the 13th, 14th of July, something like that.
Friday the 12th through to the 14th.
14th yeah. of July, yeah.
Got it in front of me here. I've got the program in front of me here, which, again, always, whenever Peter comes into the studio, I look at the programs that he brings us and my eyes just, I learn something new just from reading the program every single time. It's wonderful. So it's being held at the Layla Centre, the Lee.
Layla Centre, the Layla Centre. Yeah.
Beautiful, excellent. Okay, is there one particular thing that you're most excited to bring to participants?
I think I especially want people to be aware of how they can do this in a sort of a beautiful way. Like I sort of do see it as a creative or artistic practice.
Yeah.
So particularly like the parties can be like a collective ceremonial experience. And so that's special for me. And I'm quite excited about the humiliation workshop. I've never taught that before. And
okay.
Yeah. And it's of course, goes very, very deep.
You know? I can imagine.
I mean, I want to say one more thing. I mean, kink is a way also to look at the negative emotions like fear, like anger, like, yes, degradation, all these things that we'd like to put under.
In a nice little box
yeah.
in the corner.
Whereas here we can play with them and explore them. And I think that can be very healing.
Is it an almost taking ownership of those?
Yeah.
Typically negative emotions.
Yeah, and I guess it's freeing to be able to express them in a context where another person can have pleasure.
Well, Peter, it sounds very interesting. As always, I've learnt a lot, even sitting here for 6 minutes. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Dr. Peter Banky. He's the founder and director from the School of Really Good Sex. He's speaking to us about the upcoming Sydney Festival of Loving Kink. Now we're going to pop a bunch of links on the podcast at the end of the show if you want to check it out. 12th to the 14th of July. It'll all be on 2SER.com/weekendbreakfast.